Christmas, brand new holiday single from the LA Quartet, released this past November on Epitaph Records. Low, with Just Like Christmas, lead track off of the duo's 1999 EP, Christmas, was released on Cranky Records. Rest in peace, Mimi Parker. And Yola Tango, Eight Candles, is taken off of the holiday compilation album Hanukkah Plus that was released November 2019 via Verve Forecast. And again, tonight is their second night of the Hanukkah night concerts, taking place at Bowery Ballroom in New York City. So if you are going to that, have a blast. I'm Ryan D. This is the Music Savage Show here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. I'm going to get back into it. Where am I going? Oh, yes, it is officially winter, although right now it is about, 50-something degrees and super rainy and windy outside, so it doesn't really feel like winter at all, but it is. I promise you it is. So here is a set of wonderful winter theme songs, including and kicking off, with this Neil Young cover from Pixies. Here's Winter Long, Music Savage Show.
Cold as it is, I wouldn't leave. drowning underneath. I'll just like any other dog, pulling me into the deep. Cold as it is, I wouldn't be my big dog. Cold as it is, I wouldn't be. Cold as it is, I wouldn't be my big dog. I wouldn't be my big dog. I wouldn't be. Your name was written on the apple. I carved my name into that tree. Your
I wanted to.
Great Seattle band The Long Winters right there, Cinnamon. And that is off of their excellent sophomore album, When I Pretend to Fall, released back in 2003. Up into that Teenage Fan Club with December, third song off of the Scottish band's third album, Bandwagon-esque, released on Creation Records back in November of 1991. Bell and Sebastian with Winter Whiskey, and that's off the Scottish band's 2005 double compilation album. It's titled Push Barman to Open Old Wounds. It's a collection of singles and EPs released on Jeepster Records. The Apples in Stereo up into that with Winter Must Be Cold. Apples in Stereo, one of the many bands associated with the Elephant Six Collective. It's a label formed by lead singer Robert Schneider of the Apples in Stereo. And the song appears on their 1995 debut album, Fun Trick Noisemaker. The Lone Bellow with Cold As It Is, one of many great singles off the Brooklyn band's sophomore album. Then came The Morning. Was produced by Aaron Dessner of The National, released January 2015, kicking off that winter song set with Pixies, Winter Long. Terrific cover of the Neil Young track, first appeared on the 1989 album The Bridge, which is a tribute to Neil Young, and is also featured on many Pixies compilation records, including Wave of Mutilation. I'm Ryan D., Music Savage Show. I do hope you are enjoying the day and the show so far. I'm going to play you now a few songs from the wonderful Decemberists concept album called The Hazards of Love. This is their fifth album, and it is a love story about a woman named Margaret who falls in love with a shape-shifting kind of forest dweller. And just how the story unfolds in song. Each song flows into the next. And we saw this live back in 2015 here in Boston when they played the whole album, and it was excellent. And I did this last year with the Decemberists because it is December, and I love this band. I did it with the Crane Wife. So now I'm going to do the Hazards of Love, and I'm going to kick it off with the Hazards of Love Part 1, which is the... Well, it's the first song. There's the prelude that starts it all off, but I'm going to kick it off with The Hazards of Love Part 1 featuring the Decemberists, a couple of songs in order of appearance from The Hazards of Love Music Savage Show.
My true love went riding out in white and green and gray, past the pale of Arthur's wall where she was wont to stray, and there she a white and wounded fawn singing, oh, oh, the hazards of love. Tiger shifted stray, the beast began to change, singing, oh, oh, the hazards of love, singing, oh. You'll learn soon enough, the prettiest whistles won't wrestle the thistles undone, undone. beside her.
Here I am.
softer than a shower, and here I am to garland you with flowers, to lay you down in a clover bed. The stars are roof above our heads.
Yeah. did a lovely night. And so alive with fireflies providing us their holy light. And here we made a bed of boughs and thistledown that we had found to lay upon the dewy ground. And isn't it a lovely way? We got in from our play. Isn't it, babe? A sweet little baby.
Wasn't it a lovely breeze that swept the leaves of Arbory and bent to brush our blushing knees? And here we dyed our little dads, and we were live to catch our breath, so swiftly lifting from our chest. And isn't it a lovely way we got in from our play? Isn't it, babe? A sweet little baby.
That's the Decemberists right there. It's a few off of their 2009 rock opera. It's called The Hazards of Love. It's their fifth album, and it features so many amazing artists. Becky Stark of Lavender Diamond, Sharon Nova from My Brightest Diamond, Jim James of My Morning Jacket, Robin Hitchcock, just to name a few, all lend a hand in creating that fantastic album. I love the narrative about it. Woman named Margaret who falls in love with a forest-dwelling, shape-shifting beast, and just the arc of that story and how it begins and ends. It's really a great album. I love that I get to do something like this here on this Freeform station. I hope you enjoyed that little bit of the Decemberist you heard right there. It's the Isn't It a Lovely Night? You know, up ahead of that, before that was The Queen's Approach. You heard The Hazards of Love 2, Wager All, Won't Want for Love, which Margaret in the Tiaja and Bowery scene, and kicking it off with The Hazards of Love 1, The Prettiest Whistles Won't Wrestle the Thistles Undone. Say that five times fast. I really do enjoy this album, and I hope that you enjoyed that set. This is the last set of the show. I can't believe it. I say it every time, and I mean it every time. So I'm going to play you some of my favorite hot takes of the year, and these are all going to be songs, singles that were released that were featured as hot takes, and they're going to be on albums that are released next year. So that's the idea here, and here's the first one I'm going to play for you. Ron Gallo, Foreground Music, is the single. It's the title track from his upcoming fourth album. It's out this coming March on Kill Rock Stars. Ron Gallo, Foreground Music, favorite hot takes, Music Savage Show.
Foreground Music. just keeps coming. By the way, how are there so many t-shirts on Earth? I mean, let's say on average everyone has 15. You times that by billions of people. How is there enough raw materials? I wear the same three of them. I've got 124 too many, and they just keep coming. I've got 9 apples in my kitchen. The store had thousands. There's millions of stores. How are there so many apples? Where are these trees?
Welcome back to The Catch Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Seconds till it escalates and in a state to strut. They spit and they writhe, and some of them blush, because they're playing the bride. Go ahead and let them in, but leave me out. I'm not a part of it.
Favorite Hot Takes 2022, featuring songs on albums come out 2023. That's the CIA Impersonator, the trio of Danae and Ty Siegel, along with Emmett Kelly. It's the lead single off their new album, Surgery Channel. It's out in January. Black Honey with Heavy, first single off the Brighton Quartet's third studio album, A Fistful of Peaches, out March 17th via Fox 5 Records. The Devil's Twins with Anger Room. The first single off the Boston Rock and Roll Demons upcoming new album, Horns, out in February. And Ron Gallo, Foreground Music, first single title track from his fourth album, and first for Kill Rock Stars. It's out next March. He's going to be on tour. He's going to be here in April, April 5th, the show at Cambridge, Middle East Upstairs. I've been Ryan Deese, Music Savage Show, right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. Thanks for being out there. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful and safe holiday season. Remember to be kind to yourself and be kind to others, especially right now. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. And come back to me safe and sound next week for the last Music Savage Show of the year. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to being back here with all of you. Until we meet again, my dear friends, do take care of yourselves. Yeah.